Hello and welcome to another episode of the Fifth Quarter Podcast.
We are back after like
but not
what,
better
three
than
months?
Ever.
Yeah, I mean we took well. See, the funny thing was we did an NBA episode in like February. Didn't do an episode till like the beginning of the playoffs in April. But you know, a lot has happened since then in the NBA.
Just a little bit.
You know, the Few whole details. Playoffs. Yeah, like the Raptors beating the Warriors 4-2
I think a few players in the
finals. Oh, just a couple. Not, you know, loyalty's big in the NBA these days. So,
oh, yeah?
Yeah.
I still wear my number 6 LeBron Heat jersey.
Oh, yeah.
Ew.
No, I got myself a Jimmy Butler jersey, a Philly one, man, and really happy with that purchase. Because, you know, I think he can help that team. But, okay, in all seriousness, guys, we had a wild free agency. This is probably the most wild free agency I've seen in, like, my whole time of watching basketball. Probably since LeBron's decision in 2010. So, yeah, let's start off. So, probably two of the biggest names and to start off free agency Kyrie Irving and Kevin Durant both signed with the Brooklyn Nets. Kevin Durant at 4 years, $164 million, while Kyrie goes for 4 years, $141 million. Also joining them is DeAndre Jordan. I'm trying to find his deal. Pretty sure it was like 4 years, $40 million.
That
yeah, 4 years,
right to
$40
me.
Million. And, you know, the Brooklyn Nets, I think, now went from like a seventh seed to probably contenders. Not this year; they'll be contenders, but
yeah,
I don't.
They don't
think
get
that,
KD this year.
Yeah, once KD returns, which also happened in the time we didn't do a podcast. Oh, yeah. KD came back from injury.
He got injured.
Came back from injury and is now out for a year. And so, yeah. KD going to Brooklyn, guys. What do y'all think?
I mean, obviously, it's a good move for Brooklyn, and they didn't even know it was happening until Kevin Durant announced it. Or I guess Woj announced it on social media, so that's kind of crazy. But obviously, once they get Kevin Durant, they're going to be right there with the Milwaukee Bucks in the East to go to the finals. I don't.
Sorry.
No, you're good. You're good.
The Knicks.
Yeah, yeah, man. That's
not even offering KD a max contract.
James Dolan, great owner, phenomenal person.
But it's not like Kevin Durant would have went there anyways, because you know no. I don't think anyone wants to play for the Knicks.
Not while James Dolan is there.
It was a weird.
Are the Knicks the worst destination in basketball?
Probably because of that owner.
Is it not Sacramento?
What? The worst organization in the NBA?
The worst free agency destination.
Free agency destination.
Utah?
Oh.
I mean, Utah's
on
more free agents
than
both
teams. I
don't
know who goes out of their way
to
go to Minnesota.
I'd rather play for Utah right now than the Knicks.
I would.
I mean, I just think that as soon as Dolan leaves, they'll probably.
I mean, he's the owner. He can't just, you know.
No, I get that, but if he ever
No,
sells...
not the owner. Not the owner, Nick.
He's
the governor.
But if he
listen
to so, hey,
I've already said my piece on this.
Look,
Adam Silver looks like he belongs in Area 51.
You know, actually, Dan Le Batard does a thing where he says like a certain person looks like something else, and a couple of them was he looked like a bowling pin.
Yeah,
a bowling pin. I can
see
that.
I forgot, man. I was listening to him yesterday. And he had a lot of funny comparisons. So yeah.
I believe they're called superlatives.
I'm gonna see if I can find some.
But while Johan does that, I guess
NBA talk.
Yeah, I mean
the
Knicks
Nets got their guys,
and the Knicks got no one that they wanted.
Hey,
which
they
is
did
pretty
get,
incredible.
Julius Randle.
$63
million.
They did get Julius
They got
Randle.
Their
you
man.
Are correct. Man, it's just, it's crazy that at one point.
Oh, here's another one. Adam Silver looks like Scott Van Pelt seconds after opening the Ark of the Covenant.
Jesus.
He's melting.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah, that was a good one. But, no, I think that, although, if I'm correct, because I remember seeing something, Brooklyn lost a lot of players that they had last season, and, you know, that's kind of.
Oh, they lost D'Angelo Russell, they lost Jared Dudley.
I mean, this year they're probably won't be a they won't be a contender this year. But of course, once they get Kevin Durant, they more than made up.
For I mean, losses. They lost Allen Crabbe. I mean, they held on to their they kept Joe Harris, they kept Spencer Dinwiddie, they kept Caris LeVert.
They drafted Nicholas Claxton out of UGA, so you know.
Well, they did add some bad players apparently. So.
All right, he's a good player, but
is he? Is that why UGA didn't make the NIT?
They didn't make it to the NIT because the rest of the players suck.
All right. I'm trying to find the. Okay, so that does. Okay, so we're, yeah, since we're starting off with the Brooklyn Nets, yeah. So KD, they also had. They also signed Wilson Chandler to a 1-year deal. So,
oh boy, Wilson Chandler, he'll be the difference maker.
A veteran presence. But
I feel like when people call somebody a veteran presence, that's just a cop out for it. They suck. But they're cheap.
Hey, man. Udonis Haslem provides leadership to the Miami Heat. Udonis Haslem has been providing veteran leadership for years. Lord knows, I remember he was on NBA Live 06.
Okay, well, let's get back to serious matters. The biggest acquisition in free agency. Let's talk about this.
Wait. We still have some more. No, we're going to lead up to that one because that's the biggest one.
All right.
So, I'm just going to go team by team. The Atlanta Hawks signed Jabari Parker to a 2-year, $13 million contract.
That's the Rockets signed Anthony Bennett.
The Boston Celtics signed Kemba
Walker.
That's
the real biggest deal.
Ouch.
Kemba Walker to a 4-year, $141 million contract.
This one hurts.
Hayden, you're...
Hang on,
you,
I'd like to point out... Hayden,
you have the cheapest owner in the NBA.
Hayden's
and James Dolan
the
lives.
Knicks for not offering a max. Jordan didn't offer Kemba a max.
Yeah, bro.
That's because the Hornets are in such bad cap situation that they couldn't offer Kemba the max.
Listen, man.
Which is terrible.
Jordan needs to go to some basic
Hornets
accounting
don't have
classes.
Any players that are worthy of that. And of course, you know, now both of my Hornets t-shirt jerseys with Lance Stevenson going
I
and
love
Kemba
the
Walker
fact that you owned us
are now irrelevant. So
didn't they lose Jeremy Lamb?
No. I think they still have Jeremy Lamb.
They didn't sign him to a max deal?
They should have.
They probably thought about it, to be honest.
Damn, who
Nicholas
should we give more money
is
to?
On a max freaking deal.
Listen, he used to be nice a few years ago.
He was Nicholas Batum was good for 1 year, and of course that was his contract year. And then he got a max deal. And
oh
he's
man,
been sucking it up since.
Every player has
though,
a good year,
but you know I still hate him.
Every player is really good for the contract year.
That's how it works.
You know, now
you get
Hornets
that 2K XP boost.
The best
to get
the number one pick. So
no, I found a website that gives you all the players that stay and leave a team at from free agency. So the Hawks also added Allen Crabbe from Brooklyn in a trade. Let's see. DeAndre Hunter, Damian Jones, Jabari Parker, Chandler Parsons.
That's where Chandler Parsons went.
Chandler Parsons,
dude,
Cam Reddish, and Evan Turner.
Chandler Parsons' last contract would belong in the Hornets. He was getting paid a ton of money.
Well, I pulled up the Hornets team payroll, and they have next season Nicholas Batum at $24 million, Bismack Biyombo at $17 million, Marvin Williams at $14 million, Cody Zeller $13 million, Michael Kidd-Gilchrist $13 million, and then Kemba Walker was going to be owed $12 million. But next
Kemba
season,
Kemba would have been owed less than all those players.
Next season on the books.
Yes, that's how bad it is.
Look, they'll be paying Nicholas Batum $25 million.
Yeah.
Which is absolutely disgusting.
I don't think we need to talk about this crap team anymore.
No.
Hey, hang on. We're mentioning the Hawks. Don't forget they got Cam Reddish.
I know. I was going to mention that after. All right. Hawks are winning all things. And now we're at the Boston Celtics. Well, we're talking about the Boston Celtics now that I just brought them up. They also signed Enes Kanter.
Who?
Enes Kanter.
Who? Who in the fuck is Enes?
Is it Enes Kanter?
It's Enes Kanter.
I've heard it said Enes Kanter.
Ooh, okay. Well, you've been listening to some dumbasses.
Okay, and Kemba were the biggest additions to that team. Real caboose fellas. You know, now that Kyrie's gone and Al Horford's gone, it's going to be interesting. I mean, you know, they still got Gordon Hayward, I think.
Yeah, he was good 2 years ago in his contract year.
He was. White, you're right.
Batum. That's who he is.
No, I told y'all. He's just Adam Morrison with a Twitch account.
Hey, God. Don't come at Adam Morrison like that.
Another failure for the
Chandler Parsons. Chandler Parsons with the alt-right haircut. No, Chandler Parsons has an alt-right. I mixed it up. He's Chandler Parsons with a Twitch account. Adam Morrison with an alt-right haircut. So that's what he was. And then so I don't know. Boston will still be competitive.
No, Gordon Hayward is he's white Nicholas Batum. All intents and purposes.
Also, I'm really wondering if they'll end up signing Taco Fall.
Slightly better. They'll sign him, but probably keep him in the G League or the D League or whatever the fuck we call it now.
G League. I mean, the Celtics roster looks decent, but it's not going to compete with.
They're not going to compete with the Milwaukee Bucks or the 49ers, 60, 79. Oh god.
So I wanted to say, so Brooklyn, good effort there, Nick. So here's the amount of players that Brooklyn lost. Right, they lost Amari Carroll, which you know, that doesn't matter.
The junkyard.
Who went to the Spurs? Allen Crabbe went to Atlanta. Ed Davis, Jared Dudley, who went to the Lakers.
Jared Dudley.
Travion Amazing. Graham, Rondae Hollis-Jefferson, went to Toronto. Shabazz Napier, D'Angelo Russell, and Alan Williams. Hey, so, I mean,
NCAA champion, Shabazz Napier.
I'd probably say that the biggest – that probably Dudley, Hollis-Jefferson, and D'Angelo Russell were the biggest losses.
I think the biggest loss was that amazing Twitter video.
Oh, yeah. I'm really upset, man. It's one of the best videos on the internet.
Anthony Tyer.
Moving on now to the Charlotte Hornets, they added Robert Franks, PJ Washington, and stud point guard. And I'm pretty sure, if I'm correct, sub 40% from the field goal shooter.
Yes, that is
scary. Terry Rozier.
Scary Terry Crews.
So I would just like to know if resident Bobcats or Hornets. Sorry, y'all should be the Bobcats again. Pathetic bunch.
Honestly,
are you? How do you feel about your team?
You know,
how's Malik Monk doing?
Oh gosh,
is it Miles Bridges on your team? How's he doing?
Miles Bridges is actually doing pretty decent. He's like the one like he can dunk. Hope. But yeah, it's a shit show in Charlotte. It really is. Hey, but you know,
that's Ryan.
Yeah, you know. Thank you, but there's just. The only hope is getting the number one pick. The Hornets were stuck in the NBA purgatory for like the past like 3-4 years. So at least there's hope of getting the number one pick now. That's how I look at it.
You're going to be competing with the Thunder for that pick.
Nah, the Cavs are bad too.
Who in the hell did the Cavs add? Did they add anybody?
I can bring that up because I'm pretty sure they should be next in the list. No, they're not. They lost J.R.
Smith, didn't they?
The
Henny. That happened recently.
So the Chicago Bulls.
Kobe White.
They added Thaddeus Young and Kobe White.
Okay. That
doesn't really matter, yeah.
Kobe White could be my next t-shirt jersey.
Oh, they did lose Robin Lopez.
He's on the Bucks now. Both the Lopez brothers.
The Lopez brothers. I don't know, George. Man. Chicago's probably still going to be trash.
Oh, and they're going to. Chicago, Cleveland.
All right, so Cleveland, if you want to know who joined, Darius Garland, Kevin Porter Jr., Dean Wade, and Dylan Windler. But they also lost Marquise Chris, Channing Frye, Nick Stauskas as their notable names. I also did not know that Jordan Clarkson and Matthew Dellavedova were there.
Everybody you named could have been on a G League team.
I'm looking at their team.
I wouldn't know the difference.
I'm looking at their team, man, and John Henson is there. That's crazy. Brandon Knight being there is crazy. Just wow.
Yeah.
That's It's an interesting team.
They're not good. LeBron has fucked them twice.
Hey, he gave that city a ring, though.
Hey, bro, Dan Gilbert, he sucks anyway, so it doesn't really matter. All right, moving on, the Dallas Mavericks. Locking up Kristaps Porzingis this offseason. Let me go find what his contract was for.
I think it was 170.
Well, they maxed him out. It was 5 years, $158 million. You know, he is coming off an injury, so that could be interesting.
He's coming off the same injury Kevin Durant got.
Yeah, which, you know, he's younger, so maybe that'll help. But, yeah, it'll be interesting to see how he and Rookie of the Year winner Luka Doncic work. But I don't think...
It's a fun team to watch. And the East the West is looking pretty stacked.
The duo.
Yeah, the West is going to be a rough place, man.
I like the
sign Boban.
Boban
and Seth Curry.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay.
So, but yeah. All right, moving on to the Denver Nuggets, who added Jeremy Grant from the Oklahoma City Thunder. So, and they lost Isaiah Thomas, but I mean.
What team is Isaiah Thomas on?
The Wizards.
I feel so bad for Isaiah Thomas. He can't find
You know, Isaiah Thomas before his.
That team went from an MVP contender to a 1 year deal, signed the Wizards.
Hey, man, Danny Ainge is an asshole.
Danny Ainge is a failure.
You know, that's actually an interesting conversation to have. Right?
All these.
Danny
assets.
Ainge is considered to be one of the greatest, like, GMs, and he is. He fleeced Brooklyn. He fleeced Brooklyn and did nothing with those picks, dude.
Hey,
and
listen.
Now Brooklyn's in a better spot than Boston was.
The fact Brooklyn is a good team now is insane. Ever since that nightmare of a trade.
Brooklyn, the Russian owner, died in return. Whatever his name is. Give him some props.
Like, Brooklyn, it was a tough rebuild, too, because if I remember correctly, they didn't even have draft picks.
They did.
Until, like, now.
They were forced to suck for, like, four years.
You know what teams should do? They should get the freaking Oklahoma City GM and sign him. Like, big market teams should do that.
Sam
he can
Presti?
Draft. He can
and then fire him.
We know he can draft. He's drafted freaking three MVP players with that team, right?
Yeah.
That's incredible.
And a bunch of just non-MVP but really good players.
Exactly. Like, and the fact they're all gone too says how bad the freaking Oklahoma City owner is. There's some bad owners in the NBA.
Look, OKC. I mean, yeah, because if you think about it, the whole NBA could probably be different if James Harden was given $4 million more. That's the difference. That's how much James Harden was asking for, and OKC wouldn't give it to him.
Oklahoma City
$4 million
changed
more.
The NBA with what they did. It seems like the NBA, like, flows through them. They're just, like, this central, like, hub of the whole NBA, and they decide how it goes.
What's crazy is, like, think about it, man. Like, they should be a dynasty.
They really should.
But then again, does James Harden become the player that, you know, we see him become if he stays at OKC?
But does it matter if they have Kevin Durant and Russell Westbrook still on that team? I mean, I guarantee you they don't all have MVPs if they stay in OKC. But OKC would have been a hell of a team and probably had a couple championships.
Because KD won his MVP, I'm pretty sure, like, because Russ was down a lot. Russ was injured for a certain period of time.
Yeah, and then
I don't remember that. It's been some
Westbrook won
season.
His MVP when Kevin Durant left.
And he could have won an MVP the year after.
Yeah, I mean,
still averaged a triple double.
Yeah, yeah.
But nobody cares about the Detroit Pistons. Actually, they were a playoff team.
Please no.
They had a Derrick Rose and Markieff Morris.
They were a playoff team for all of like 2 days.
Honestly, forgot they made it to the playoffs.
So
they got ran.
By the Bucks.
They got clapped.
But back to OKC for a second. That 30 for 30 is going to be one of the. That needs to be like a 5-episode event.
Like the OJ thing. Yeah.
Because the 2010 NBA, as much as it's been super teams, and you can say whatever you want, the Miami period, like Miami Big Three still had teams that competed with them. And then we have, like, OKC. Because we saw OKC, like, go to the finals in Miami's second. Okay, whatever. You could say whatever you want.
But what's the title for that 30 for 30?
Oh, dude, it's got to be the decision.
Hey, Lamal, we fucked up.
We're going to get a 30 for 30 on the decision. And, like, that's how you got to start it off. You got to start it off with that. Well, no, if you're honestly, if you really want to start off a 30 for 30 on the decision, you got to go all the way back.
Why would they give a 30 for 30 to the decision? Hey, look at this egotistical maniac. Make his free agency decision on national
television. Talking to a logical person, Hayden, if
everybody,
we want to talk. Okay.
LeBron James actually raised money for a charity for that event. So
yeah,
egotistical.
It was for the Boys and Girls Club. So.
Damn, he wants to help a charity now. Give some money to Cleveland, the Cavaliers. They need
it. He gave them enough money. He gave them a championship.
LeBron did what he promised.
Bro, they don't owe him anything.
They don't.
The Cleveland Cavaliers don't owe him anything. He could have gone other places, and he came back.
Yeah, the fact
to
he
Cleveland.
Came back after he got called out by the owner. Like, honestly, he swallowed his pride a little bit to go back to Cleveland to give him a championship.
Bro, let's just say this, right? If it's not anybody's fault,
in all honesty,
if we want to blame the league being ruined, we could blame Kevin Durant for not showing up in that Warriors series, because game 6 they were up by like 20 and Klay Thompson went off.
Okay.
So if in reality,
is it Kevin Durant's fault Klay Thompson went off?
Yes. He could. It's Kevin Durant, bro. Hey, bro, you're in that game. Yeah. All I'm saying is, like, look, that 30 for 30 is gonna be crazy. But if they're gonna start it off, they have to start it off right. They got to talk about the Celtics.
Whatever. Back to free agency.
When, because that's the only way to start off the 30 for 30. You got to start off with how Danny Ainge get
back
was
to free
it?
Agency.
Yeah, gifted.
I'm about to start throwing Game of Thrones spoilers.
Where Danny Ainge was gifted.
That only impacts me.
Ray Allen and KG. Because that's...
Johan, shut your dumb ass
that
up.
That destroyed the East. LeBron had to team
don't
up
make
with
me
Wade,
make a call you're not going to like.
Bosh. Bro, I don't know why you're mad. I'm just talking about a 30 for 30, and you just hate LeBron. So you give me a sec because this has to do a lot.
Show.
This is. We're talking about free agency from past years.
That's correct.
But basically, that 30 for 30 is going to be amazing. But if I'm starting it off, you got to start it off at when that Celtics super team
was
built.
I think we have to wait a fat minute for that 30 for 30.
We have to wait a fat minute for the Bulls one. I'm excited for that one. I think it's the 98 Bulls. Bulls are getting a whole 30 for 30, and it's 10 episodes.
That was supposed to be a thing like last year.
No. It was announced for this. It's announced for next year. The trailer came out New Year's, and people were mad. Because they're like, why would you announce it now? We have to wait a whole year. But it's going to be amazing. Because
I'm sad we got to miss out on the Michael Jordan era and watching those games.
Yeah. But, okay, so moving on. Golden State has seen a lot of change. The teams that went to 4 straight finals are, that team's not there anymore. So, Steph is still there. Klay Thompson stayed. I don't know why I even mentioned Steph. Klay Thompson ended up staying. I think Kevon Looney re-signed with them.
And then, of course, D'Angelo Russell.
Yeah, so they added, give me a second, Kai Bowman as a rookie, Alec Burks, Willie Cauley-Stein, who's, solid in Sacramento, Eric Pascal, Jordan Poole, Glenn Robinson III. Why did that leave? D'Angelo Russell. Oh, my God. Why is it? Oh, my gosh. I don't know why. Okay. D'Angelo Russell, Omari Spellman and Julian Washburn and some other dude. But the notable names that left, Jordan Bell, I guess Andrew Bogut and Quinn Cook are notable names. DeMarcus Cousin, KD left, of course. Iggy was traded. Jonas Jerebko and Sean Livingston were probably the biggest names that left. And, Andrew Bogut, yeah, he was there for the first one. But Boogie leaving was kind of big because
it was
he was going to stay there.
It was expected for me to be honest.
I just didn't know who was going to offer him a contract. KD leaving was a shocker, kind of, but not really a shocker.
No. No.
But Iggy being traded was a big move, I thought. That was interesting. And then same with Sean Livingston. But they locked up Klay Thompson. He's injured, but I think that with D'Angelo Russell coming in, they should make the playoffs.
I mean, okay, let's say Klay Thompson is healthy for the playoff run. Do you see them making any noise?
I mean, if I'm correct, they're still like a top three team or top team to win the finals.
So, okay, I do have the odds up. Guess where do you think they rank in terms of
I'm teams? Pretty sure they rank like second.
Nick, did you say sixth?
Yeah.
Yeah, Nick's right on the dot, sixth.
Clippers and Lakers are tied for one.
I can't believe you said second. That's a little aggressive.
Clippers and Lakers are tied for one. So.
Oh. Well, that's probably before Kawhi signed.
What is it?
I'm trying to...
Well, if you want me to go through it now, I was going to wait. Yeah, but the Clippers... Well, I say we wait. Let's wait right until we get through all the teams because we haven't even talked about the Clippers yet. So we can wait on that.
But, they're going to make the playoffs, I think. I think by adding D'Angelo Russell, they should make the playoffs. And I think that if Klay can come back, having Russell there helps scoring-wise. Defensively, man, they're going to be a rough team to watch. But you do have Steph Curry who, you know, could shoot lights out.
And he's tied for third to win the MVP next year. So
I'd hope so. I'd hope they can win the MVP. But I mean, you're going to need him to, including with how stacked the West is now. But I'm just really interested in seeing what happens once Klay comes back with D'Angelo Russell.
Yeah.
Like, do they trade him somewhere? Do they, I guess, maybe.
Yeah. Why would they keep him?
I mean, yeah. Either that or they just keep him.
It would be a little bit of an awkward lineup, though. So I kind of understand that. But
what I was going to say is it's weird because I'm like, you have three really good guards and max contract guards, but you just played Klay Thompson to max. Like, what do you do
They're probably going to trade D'Angelo Russell.
But, yeah, I still think that they make the playoffs. I'm not gonna just. I don't think anybody should give up on the Warriors because they still have a team that could. I mean, they won 73 games with freaking Iggy and
Steve Kerr's a good head coach too.
Yeah.
I mean, there's a very good chance that neither team that made it to the finals last year.
Toronto's not making the finals again. They're done.
I mean, they got their championship, and I guess that's a good segue to talk about what happened to them.
Okay, so let me go move to the Toronto Raptors.
Obviously the big one, Kawhi Leonard leaving. If Kawhi stays, they're probably the favorite to win the championship again.
Yeah, I mean, I still think that
yeah.
I mean, AD and LeBron – I'd still take AD and LeBron over the Toronto Raptors. But, they'd be pretty good, but they lost them.
Yeah,
you got the moves on there.
All right, so they got the biggest name was Rondaelis Jefferson. That was the biggest name that was added, but they lost Danny Green and Kawhi Leonard. Which Danny Green he was a solid player, but he wasn't like you know. But Kawhi Leonard was probably like, and Jeremy Lin was. I don't think Jeremy Lin really made that much of it. The other players didn't really make it. It was the biggest losses were Kawhi and Danny Green, but other than that, you know,
shout out to Patrick McCall though for winning three straight championships.
Yeah, in his first 3 years.
Yeah, he doesn't know what it's like to not win a championship. And
he's Jimmy G,
man.
He's the Jimmy G of the NBA.
But I would say even more so.
But never lost. But where do y'all see the Toronto Raptors? I still see them like a mid-level East team.
I would say, like, probably, like, the sixth seed.
Yeah.
Siakam's pretty good. He'll probably take a step up next year. And Kyle Lowry's still going to continue to be Kyle Lowry.
What does that mean? What does that mean?
You know, Kyle Lowry, he kind of showed a little.
Finals Lowry.
Didn't Kyle Lowry score, like, 30 in the last game?
Yeah, he had some good games. So maybe that monkey's off his back in the playoffs.
That chip is off his shoulder.
And, you know, they got Ibaka.
Because Riemenfeld's an aided.
You know, I mean, they're a decent team.
Yo.
But
yo, Kyle Lowry, bro, he's 90th in points, but he's third in assists. Tied for 124th in rebounds. His PER, he's 135th. My gosh. He's the most average player on the planet. He had 26 and 10 and 7 in the fine game 6. I mean, he played well for what, you know, for Kyle Lowry standards, I guess.
Kyle Lowry has a lot of hate.
I mean, cuz Kyle Lowry,
watching him play in the playoffs it's kind of frustrating a little bit because of what he does and how bad he is. I guess the ball was tipped on that one shot in the finals.
Oh, yeah. You didn't think Draymond tipped it.
I thought it wasn't tipped, and I was like,
and this man hit the backboard.
Because that thing wasn't even close.
Look, man, Kyle Lowry's earning $28 million. And I'm sorry.
Oh, yikes.
You should not be making 20. Kyle Lowry should not be being paid 28. Ah, I guess for above average point guards these days, you do make a lot.
That's a little aggressive, though.
What? Above average is a little aggressive?
No, the 28 million.
Oh, I was going to say, I'm like, yeah, I think it's a little aggressive. But
average is about where he's at, I would say.
Have you guys ever seen that video of the guy on the ground? He's just like,
he got seven points.
He has seven
three
points.
Buckets.
And Zico's brother.
Yeah. Oh, you follow? Yeah, you follow. Yes. Well, yeah, you follow Footy Twitter, so he's one of the like bigger names. But no, dude, it's so funny.
180 million. I'll get you 7 points consistently.
My favorite was, hold on, because I was talking about it with a friend of mine. I was talking about that video, and there was a great line that he said. Let me find it. Y'all keep going. I'll talk about it in a sec.
So the Clippers.
I don't think Jerron wants to get to the Clippers.
Let's get to the meat and potatoes.
Oh, okay. Here it is. Find it. I'll take Deron Williams. I know this trash, but at least I know this.
Goodness.
It's like, that's facts, bro. Like, with Kyle Lowry, you don't know what you're going to get. And I don't like that. Like, you'd hope to get... Like, he got 7 points game one, dude. I mean, Kyle Lowry's a solid point guard, but like, 28 million for 7 points in the finals and in a finals game. I don't know.
Hey, they won, and that's all that matters. That's all that matters. All right.
So basically, he's just Dennis Rodman as a point guard. That's what you're saying.
But he won't punch anybody. You don't have to worry about him violating you on the court.
Hey, man. I still think he's Raymond Felton on a diet. That's my way of
Raymond
describing.
Felton's like Uncle Jemima.
Oh my god. Alright, well,
hey,
should we move on
too.
To the
he got an MVP vote for the
That's fine. Fred Van Fleet isn't
Hubie Davis, I think. That's the one guy that
this dude hosted
for.
A draft party and went undrafted.
Oof.
That's gonna feel bad.
Hey, all right, he's got a ring now.
So, which Los Angeles team do you guys want to talk? Should we talk about Houston? We'll finish with the Los Angeles teams.
Let's talk about Houston.
Oh, the Lakers? We'll talk about. We can
no,
talk
the
about
good
Houston.
Team that made the playoffs.
So in a weird move, right? Paul George goes to the Clippers, which is just we're just gonna mention that, which leads Oklahoma City to trade Russell Westbrook to the Houston Rockets. Now, Houston lost Kenneth Faried, Nene, Chris Paul, who was traded to Oklahoma City, and Amon Shumpert. Nene has not been signed.
Okay,
but
that sounds about right.
They added Tyson Chandler. Now, Houston is going to be one of the most interesting. I think that Houston's the most interesting team because they have two of the last MVPs, two of the last three MVPs.
And the guy's number one and number two in usage.
And yet, they're not even like really finals contenders, or they're not favorites.
I can absolutely see
that's because the
James Harden
West
and
so
Westbrook
good.
Arguing over who should dribble the ball mid game. I can see that happening.
I think the issue is that, like, James Harden, I think a lot of, like, he's a good player, right? Nobody's going to argue that he's not
James Harden's just a bad basketball player.
Yes. The issue is that, like, if you watch him play, it's just rough because he just doesn't like to pass. Because
of his man boobs?
He takes some really weird shots. And you know who else takes some really, who has really bad shot IQ but can't make those shots? Russell Westbrook. Russell Westbrook has,
but we know this.
Yeah.
This man shot 32% from three.
Which, you know, I wish we knew this with Kyle Lowry.
Don't compare Westbrook to Kyle Lowry.
Hey, listen, Westbrook is just Kyle Lowry on a triple-double.
I'm not saying that. I'll pay Russell Westbrook $28 million like this. I'm not paying Kyle Lowry $15 million. Actually, in this market, I would.
What the? I would.
$20 million. Kyle Lowry's worth like $20 million. Kyle Lowry's probably on his last amazing contract. Bring DeRozan back to Toronto. But Houston's going to be a really, really sad team for everybody else. That's for all other three people on the court. It's gonna suck.
Oh, God. It's going to be three cucks. It's going to be Westbrook in a triple team. There's going to be some dude wide open on the corner. Westbrook's going to heave up a three and airball it.
I just really feel bad for Eric Gordon. Man, it's not going to be allowed to touch the ball at all.
No. Say goodbye to your sixth man of the year.
Man. But, ugh, it's just such an ugly team up. I mean, they're good. That's still two of, like, the best players in the world.
I mean,
is that a team up I'd want? Absolutely not.
We didn't think Chris Paul and James Harden was going to work that well, and you know, it kind of did. It almost worked, as they were a game away from making it to the NBA Finals.
Well, so here's the thing, right? Both have horrible contracts. Chris Paul and Russell Westbrook have pretty huge contracts, but Chris Paul's contract was rough.
Yeah,
and I mean, I guess you make that move because, I mean, both. One, Chris Paul's injured all the time, and Russell Westbrook, the beauty is he doesn't get hurt. He doesn't miss games. I mean, I don't know if he gets hurt, but he doesn't really miss games.
He doesn't get hurt.
Yeah, he's played a lot of his games. I think he's only missed like 20 games like the last 3 years, something like that.
I like this move better than them keeping Chris Paul.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But it's also such a weird move in a basketball
sense. It'll be fun to see. I'm excited to see.
I'm excited to see
how this goes down. Because it's so weird. It's just, I think it's exciting.
It's because now we're going to have to see who takes the last second ISO shot, right? If it's not James Harden, it's going to be Russ. Russ is going to pull up from three.
Westbrook cannot.
Russ is going to have a pull-up three. With 5 seconds left.
And he's going to airball it. Because that's what he does.
And he's going to airball it. I'd rather have Harden take that shot. I'm not going to tell Russell Westbrook no. And both of them seem like they're pretty set in their ways. I don't think any of them are interested in change. Like, will Russell Westbrook
learn
a jump shot anytime soon?
They're going to have to change a little bit.
Okay, yeah, but Russell Westbrook isn't learning a jump shot anytime soon. Right?
He can hit like some mid-range. He's just not a three-point shooter.
And James Harden will just dribbles like the whole time.
Yeah.
I also have to mention that both are pretty high in like assists and stuff, which is weird. But they're still like the most selfish players in the NBA.
Assists.
They're also number one and number two in turnovers.
It's crazy.
Yeah, it's so weird how that works.
You know what they are. They're Rajon Rondo on steroids. One is Rajon Rondo with a jump shot.
Don't compare James Harden to Rajon Rondo.
Listen, Rajon Rondo with a jump shot.
To Rajon Rondo is kind of fair in a way.
Yeah.
He's just a better
Rondo that rebounds.
Yeah, he's more athletic. I think that's a pretty good comparison.
Remember when Rondo was like a max player?
Yeah. Like, yeah, when he won with the
he was like an all-star with the Celtics, man. Like, there's that those years were like
bad with the Pelicans. Yeah, he was.
It was no. He was solid with the Pelicans. It was like the Dallas days. He was trash, and they went to the Lakers and ew. But it's just, man, the Rockets are going to be the most interesting team because Chris Paul at least is willing to like. I think that he wants the ball, but. he doesn't need the ball all the time, like, or he doesn't dominate the ball all the time like Russ did. And he's a better decision maker. He's a very high IQ player. Russ, Russ's IQ is just rough, man. Same with Harden's. And I don't think you really even want one of those guys on your team. You have two of the same.
Yeah. No, you want these players on your team. You totally do.
No, you don't. I love James Harden. I love James Harden. He's my favorite player to use in 2K. If I ran a basketball organization, I don't want him just because I don't think he's a joy to play with.
Johan, if every single team had the chance of getting James Harden or Russell Westbrook,
they would. But the thing is that a lot of teams could have gotten Russ. Let's say
they're both free agents and they could sign with any team. Every team would want to get either one of them.
I have a question.
You'd be stupid not to.
Who do you want running point or your offense? You want Russ, Harden, or you want somebody like Kyle Lowry?
Oof.
Kyle Lowry would run your offense well. That's the thing. He's a high IQ player. Russ, that's why Toronto can win.
Who do I want out of those three players? I'm taking James Harden.
Yeah.
Okay. I can believe that. I just think that neither of those two are a joy to play with. None of their teammates have fun.
I mean,
No.
The Patriots, you know what? James Harden's have fun, but they win championships every year.
I'm pretty sure they have fun. Because the running backs eat. The receivers all get playing time. The
Patriots do not have fun.
I'm pretty sure they do.
I bet they don't.
I just don't think Houston's going to be interesting.
Tom Brady eats Raisin Bran.
And he eats avocado toast, please. But I guess moving on from Houston, we could go. Let's see. Nobody cares about the Pacers. The Grizzlies,
What about Milwaukee? Have we talked about them at all?
They got Robin Lopez and lost.
Well, let's see. Added Thanasis Antetokounmpo, Robin Lopez, and Wesley Matthews. But they did lose. So they lost Nikola Mirotic, who preferred to go back to EuroLeague, which was interesting. They lost Tony Snell to Detroit. And Malcolm Brogdon, interesting choice, went to Indiana. Said Indianapolis. Which, that's going to be interesting, man. Oladipo's going to be back. And Indiana might be nice.
They were pretty good before Oladipo got hurt.
I mean, they're like a fifth seed. I thought they're going to be mad trash without Oladipo. But Oladipo's pretty good, so.
Well, did maybe they get swept, though?
I think so, yeah.
Or did they get one?
Yikes. The Braves lost 13-1.
Oof. But I could check real quick. But I still think that they'll be a formidable opponent and a decent team in the East.
The typical average East team that we've seen the past.
So they're not going to move. They're going to be in the same spot as they were last season.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Because they were a 5 seed,
and I don't think they will challenge anyone in the playoffs.
Well, hold on. If you look at it, Brooklyn's probably going to be the top three are going to be Brooklyn, Philly, and Toronto. I mean, and Milwaukee. My bad. I don't know what's going on. I think they could probably
next
take the 4
year
seed.
Brooklyn.
Yeah.
No,
I don't think so.
I think they'll be a top 3 seed.
I would say the Celtics would be better for a top 3 seed.
Yeah. What would make Brooklyn right now?
I mean, isn't Kemba? Kemba's just. Look.
Kemba's a better fit for Boston than what Kyrie was.
Kemba is just.
Kyrie ain't making Brooklyn a 3 seed.
I think he is.
No.
Howie.
Kemba is just Kyrie without playing at a big team.
Kemba's style is
honestly,
a little.
Honestly, I'd say Kemba's better than Kyrie.
I'll still take Brooklyn over Boston.
Who else? Outside of Kyrie, who else?
Hey, man.
Who's the number two? Spencer
Jared Dillon? Allen. Jared Allen. There we go.
Yeah, Johan.
So you have nothing is what I'm hearing.
I don't know. Who knows? I still think that I'll still take the
Boston. Yeah, I think the Pistons are going to be the 3 seed.
Really?
Yeah.
I mean.
Mm.
If we're just making like unsubstantiated claims, then.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I was just wondering.
I mean, they have that guy.
Andre Drummond,
that's what I'm thinking of.
They also have, oh my god, what's his name? He used to play for the Thunder. It's a point guard. He's been up at...
Reggie Jackson.
Reggie Jackson, yeah.
Yeah, they have those guys. Oh, they're gonna be so good.
Reggie Jackson, another somewhat quality player that OKC drafted.
That's
left the team.
You're right.
When will Steven Adams leave?
Hopefully soon.
Go get himself a real team.
I think they plan on trading him. And they want all the draft picks.
Yeah, got at least four more.
Hey, you know, if their GM's hitting on the draft picks, you know, they got a bunch of them. So imagine if he hits on all of those like he's done in the past.
No, I'll take Kyrie Caris over Jared Allen, and Taurean Prince and DeAndre Jordan. I think they can take it. I think they're fine.
Yeah, Kemba Walker, Jason Tatum, Jaylen Brown. I mean, Gordon Hayward, we hate on him, but that's a decent lineup right there. It's better than anything the next.
Is Gordon Hayward back to just status?
Yeah, he did good in his contract here, and the Jazz didn't fall for it.
Well, he freaking broke his leg or foot or whatever.
He broke his leg like 2 minutes into the season.
Yeah.
Who would have known? But yeah, Milwaukee seems like they're going to be still just as good as they were last year.
Giannis said he's winning MVP again, so.
I'm just wondering if he'll win a title anytime soon. Or if he wins one at all with Milwaukee. All
right, so do you guys think the East – I guess I should ask that question after we go through the Lakers and Clippers roster, so I will. So we should go ahead and do that.
Okay. Well, no, hold on. We still have a couple of teams. So, yeah, Milwaukee, they added –
Well, there's the
they
Heat
didn't really add
we can
anybody,
talk about.
But,
Jimmy Butler going there.
I was can you let me go through this?
You're not
I was
just gonna say, enough, bro.
I was just gonna mention that the Knicks added four power forwards, okay? I wanted to at least throw them in. I felt like we haven't talked about them. We also haven't talked about the fact that the Philadelphia 76ers added a bunch of people.
Yeah, and then what was that contract Ben Simmons signed? Like was
it's
it? Like
five
years,
170 something, I think.
Yeah.
I mean, I think Ben Simmons is a solid player.
Does that mean I can get
I
that
get
for
it.
Shooting 0% from three?
I still think I'll take Ben Simmons over Harden and Westbrook. I'm gonna leave now, guys. This has been another episode of the Fifth Quarter Podcast.
No.
I guess we're gonna square
up over this one.
I guess at least ben Russ Simmons, at least Russ tier. Shoots threes.
There's no way Johan's serious.
No.
Ben Simmons is trashed here.
No. Okay,
he's
Ben Simmons
trash.
Is a top Ben Simmons if I say if very it's a big
I challenge
if.
Him to a 3-point contest.
It's a
Let's go.
Huge if. Hey, I forgot who, but somebody said that they played Ben Simmons and he scored two threes in a 1-on-1.
Oh,
and he drained them.
You're telling me a guy getting paid $170 million in the NBA can go down to his local YMCA and beat some fools? Damn, I would hope.
No, it was like somebody they signed. I forgot who it was.
Well, I mean, we brought up the Rajon Rondo comparison earlier, but Ben Simmons kind of plays like
Rajon Rondo, but athletic.
Okay, well, the Philadelphia 76ers extend Ben Simmons. Re-signed Tobias Harris, which, you know, they offered the max to Jimmy Butler, but he ended up leaving to Miami. But they brought in Al Horford. And Josh Richardson, Raul Neto, Kyle O'Quinn. But, yeah, probably the bigger
additions.
Oh, yeah, lots
of quality players there. Oh, boy.
Okay, Al Horford is Al Horford and Josh Richardson are pretty good players.
They lost more than they gained.
Who they lose?
J.J. Redick?
They lost Greg Monroe. I could take losing J.J. Redick.
And Jimmy Butler. Those are two big players.
Yes, but you add Al Horford. I'll take that.
You'd rather have Al Horford than J.J. Redick?
Yes.
I think that's a decent that's a decent.
Wait, you already
off,
have
but the
Joel
fact Jimmy Butler got lost.
Al Horford
you
could play with him.
Al
Horford's
no,
power
Al Horford,
forward.
Well, and Joel Embiid's not going to play every game.
Yeah,
he plays like what 50% of the games.
Y'all probably do realize it's probably going to be one of the best defenses in the league, right?
All
right. And for all the shit we talk about Philadelphia, they were a crazy three-pointer away from the conference finals. A three-pointer that I don't know who.
They're a Ben Simmons jump shot away from the finals.
I thought you meant Ben Simmons missed a jump shot, because if I remember correctly, Jimmy Butler scored.
Well, he definitely did miss a jump shot.
Yeah, he probably did in the game. Please, jump shot. It's like a 10-foot, probably from like the key.
This dude has never hit a shot outside of 16 feet.
Hey, man, you gotta, you know, sometimes you're just comfortable in spots. But I was going to say, they're probably going to be the best defensive team in the league. And I wouldn't be shocked if they made it to the finals.
I would.
Really between them and Milwaukee.
Yeah, that's fair. But I...
Like, because if you think about, like I said, Philly was literally just a crazy-ass three-pointer from going to overtime. And nobody was playing well that game. Now, had they kept Jimmy Butler, that would have been, you know, really nice. But, yeah, I still think that the Sixers are still really good. And I still think they're favorites for both the East and the NBA Finals. So, yeah.
All right.
The Portland Trail Blazers added Kent Bazemore. Let's see. Nasir Little. Yeah. And Hassan Whiteside. Those are their big additions. And, I mean, they lost Enes Kanter, Al-Farouq Aminu, Seth Curry, Evan Turner, Myers Leonard. I don't know who Jake Lehman is. That doesn't matter. And Mo Harkless. But they didn't really lose
Jake Lehman. Wasn't that the guy that went off in, like, one of the playoff games?
Yeah, it was.
Rodney Hood went off in one of their playoff games. I don't care. Okay? Didn't y'all watch that game? I think all three of us stayed up for the Denver-Portland game, right?
Of course. The Damian Lillard shot? Of course.
No, yeah. I'm talking about. Was it a Damian Lillard shot? Like where they went to like five overtimes?
No. I stayed up for that. Yeah, that was Rodney Hood crazy.
Rodney Hood went off.
Yeah, he got subbed in like the third overtime or something, and then he just went off.
Yeah. Poor Jokic, man. That was a rough day for him.
Oh, that dude ran like 12 miles.
I mean, he played 16 minutes, but he was playing so many minutes.
Hey man, he stuck it out for his team. What a troop! But I heard
some Twitter post that he drinks like 6 liters of Coke a day.
No, he used to, I think. So probably for me, the most interesting thing is that Nurkic is there, but they added Hassan Whiteside.
Is Yusuf Nurkic going to be the same? I mean, he kind of snapped his leg the same way Hayward did.
That is true,
and he needs it more because he's a big man.
Yeah, I mean Hassan Whiteside is going to be an interesting addition. But other than that, I mean, Enes Kanter was probably the biggest loss. Enes Kanter was – they had him on heavy minutes in the playoffs, bro.
Dude, I mean, he wasn't eating,
him and
too,
Jokic were dying. Yeah, Ramadan. So it was rough. But, yeah, I don't know. Where do y'all see Portland?
They ain't making it back to the Western Conference Finals anymore. Wait, Nick, what'd you say?
In Washington.
You see them in Washington?
Yeah, I think they're gonna stay. Then I can relocate.
They're in Oregon, you dumbass.
Oh fuck me! Listen, man, all these lovely utopias just blend together at some point.
Gosh,
it's been a long day. I've been at work.
Oof. Oh. All right. Well, where do y'all see Portland? Because they're gonna be in the same.
Definitely. Not we see them in Washington, so I guess we'll just end it there.
You know what's crazy is that Portland, man,
New Seattle. They've had Sonics.
They have like two. They probably have like one of the best backcourts in the NBA. A top five for sure.
Top one.
Other than like the Golden State's better. Really? Even whichever way you put
it. I'm talking about right now.
Golden State's better.
You know that D'Angelo Russell and Steph
and Steph? Yes.
I don't know about that.
I think that.
I don't think so.
Just me. But
you got a lot of thumb takes, buddy.
Well, Steph Curry's a former MVP, so I might be joking on this one.
Is CJ McCollum with the Harvard? What's your point?
Look, man. Dame, for whatever he is, he's cool.
His second Dame, best point guard in the league?
And Dame and CJ McCollum don't have a Playboy Cardi meme. So I'm not giving him any credit. No, I'd still take Steph and D'Angelo over CJ and Dame. But Portland will probably make it to the conference semifinals if maybe.
Maybe. Yeah, that's a big maybe, though. Because the West is so good.
They really had, if I'm correct, man, they really had like all four games. I think they could have won all four games. They got swept in.
There was no blowout. They were, I think they were up by like 18 and 16 in like a couple of the games, and they blew a big lead in every game. Actually,
I know
crazy.
They blew like 20 points. That's sad.
All right, I think we should move on.
All right, let's see. The Sacramento Kings don't really matter.
Shut the hell up.
San Antonio,
already passed they still hour, exist. So.
I know. San Antonio Spurs exist. They'll make the playoffs somehow. The Utah Jazz.
Finals contenders.
Have an interesting free agency. So, they got Bogdan Bogdanovic, Mike Conley, Ed Davis, Jeff Green, Emmanuel Mudiay, and Miye Oni. While losing so Grayson Allen, Tyler Cavanaugh, Jay Crowder, Derek Favors, Kyle. Okay, doesn't really matter. Their biggest losses were like Derek Favors.
Yeah.
And yeah. I mean, they added Mike Conley has just been in like point guard purgatory because he's been a really, really good point guard, but he's just stuck in Memphis and he's been stuck in the West. And if he played in the East, he'd be considered like one of the best point guards in the East. So that was a great addition. Yeah. So
Bogdanovic is good. They kept Ingles.
Yeah.
Getting rid of Grayson Allen helps out too. And I don't feel bad for that guy that fan at the Hawks game that bought a Grayson Allen.
I was gonna say see a Utah,
they had three of them.
Yeah, they
all
had
Grayson Allen jerseys.
And I was gonna say now if we go see Utah and Atlanta again, Hayden doesn't have to cheer against Utah.
That's true.
So
go Jazz.
But I also see the Jazz like in that weird, just middle of the pack.
Like they might do something, but probably not.
No.
If
they're in the East, maybe, but they're in the West.
Because here's the thing, right?
First round.
Because here's the thing, right?
Yeah.
Denver, for what it's worth, still has the same team, and that's a pretty solid team. And if you know what? If Michael Porter Jr. for some ever turns out to be good,
ever plays a second in the NBA,
ever
Michael Porter Jr.
In the...
could go win Rookie of the Year in his second year.
Yeah. Michael Porter Jr. was. If I remember correctly, he was nice in high school, played decently in like the few games he played in college. But I don't know. Maybe if that works out, they'd be good.
Yeah,
but
when's the last time he's played a full season of competitive
basketball? Listen.
High school.
Yeah.
Crazy.
But, like, listen to this, right? These are all the playoff teams from last year. Golden State, Denver, Portland, Houston, Utah, Oklahoma City, San Antonio, and Los Angeles, right? You could kick the Oklahoma City Thunder out of that. I mean, the Lakers could get it. The Lakers get in, probably. The Spurs are probably the worst team in that conference, and they're still existing. Like, the Spurs would probably
Greg
still
Popovich,
be
man.
Good to give you a fight in a series, man. But, like, 1-7 is going to be stacked.
It really is.
Because Golden State's if I had to rank them 1-7 and – you know, we'll talk about the Clippers in a second, but we're probably between Clippers or Lakers 1 and 2. And then I'll give Golden State 3. I could probably see the Rockets or the Utah Jazz make the 4th and 5th seed, and then Portland be like the 6th seed. And then I feel like I'm leaving somebody out. No, I'm leaving out Denver. It's going to be crazy, like the West. They're going to be crazy. Or are they trying to be crazy? My bad. I messed
Shut up.
But yeah, it's going to be. Man. The West is stacked. Like always, but this is like a whole different kind of stacked the more that you think about it.
Yeah.
And
with that being said, let's move on to the
I think
LA teams.
I was going to say, and I think that the NBA now needs to do that 1-16 NBA seeding because they can't keep doing conferences. They're going to change it in 2 years.
Yeah, they just got to figure out the logistics and everything with that.
Yeah, because you can't have a – I mean, Milwaukee versus Los Angeles or Milwaukee versus Philly or no, sorry, Milwaukee or Philly against, like, or Boston versus, like, either the Los Angeles teams will sell. You know, people will watch that.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know how much interest you're going to get watching the Eastern Conference. The Eastern Conference playoffs are going to be rough next year. I think that the Eastern Conference is just extremely top-heavy now. And once KD returns, it'll probably be bad again. So
no, I think KD helps out. When he returns, that helps the Eastern Conference out. Because then you'd at least have three teams trying to make it to the finals with the Nets, Sixers, and the Bucks.
That is true.
So that does add a little bit there.
I don't know. I mean, I'm just extremely excited for the NBA next year. It's gonna be good. But before, I do want to include. Well, so let's move on to the Lakers, right? Because I was gonna talk about another team. So the Los Angeles Lakers, after missing the playoffs, second time in LeBron's career that's happened, I think.
First time he's missed the finals in 7 years as well.
Yeah, which is extremely. That's crazy.
It is. It really is.
Yeah. So the biggest addition of probably, I mean, would it still be the biggest addition of the free agency period?
Nope.
You don't think so?
It's Kawhi Leonard, not Anthony Davis.
It's definitely Kawhi Leonard.
I still think it's probably
the biggest. Which is crazy to think.
Yeah.
And how is Anthony Davis?
Isn't even
how?
On there either.
Because now you have two of the top five players in the NBA in Los Angeles. Three of the top five in Los Angeles, just two of them are on one team.
Wait, so the bigger Anthony Davis, who held out for, what, a year to go to the Lakers, is a bigger move than Kawhi Leonard 2 a.m. Yeah. out of nowhere going to the Clippers?
Who just won a championship and is ditching the team that he won the championship.
No. You're saying it because you're a Lakers bandwagon. Well, that's why you're saying it.
Hell yeah, bro. Hashtag my Lakers. But
Kawhi was the bigger move.
So Anthony Davis is traded to Los Angeles Lakers in a huge-ass trade that I'm going to go find. I have to find because I forgot how big
the
trade
Lakers
was.
Pretty much scrapped their whole starting lineup minus Kuzma and LeBron and sent them to the Pelicans. Yeah, so like Ingram.
They sold their
Lonzo,
souls.
Lonzo.
Say Quanzo?
Lonzo.
It sounded like you said Quanzo.
Quanzo. And then Josh Hart. And then I think that's it, right?
Like four draft picks.
Yeah.
If I'm correct, like four first rounders. Which I think that we'll talk about that too. My bad. I messed that up. But yeah. The Lakers gave up everything for AD. And I'm really wondering how that'll turn out, because Anthony Davis in LA is a big deal. Probably like the best. Yeah, they continue their story or their record of getting impressive centers.
This is probably the most hype the Lakers have had since they got Steve Nash
and Dwight Howard.
And
I just remembered that.
Oh my goodness. I remember.
And Mike Brown led them to an 8 or Mike Brown led them to an 8 seed.
An 8 seed, and they got swept by the Spurs.
Incredible. And they had to beat the Spurs to get into the playoffs. Don't forget that. Okay. So, the Lakers, staying with the Lakers, are Kentavious Caldwell-Pope, Alex Caruso, LeBron James, Kyle Kuzma, JaVale McGee, and Rajon Rondo.
I think them being able to keep Kuzma was huge.
I still think Ingram probably could have been kept instead of Kuzma, but, you know, both are still.
I think Kuzma is going to be better than Ingram in the future.
Yeah. All right. Now, they added, because they didn't really have anybody on the roster. They added a shit ton of players.
They still have Lance.
And mid-level-ass players. So Avery Bradley, Quinn Cook. Boogie was actually a pretty big addition, because if Boogie slimmed down since the finals.
Yeah.
And, you know, that'll probably help him a lot. And if Boogie ever finds his form from, like, two, 3 years ago, what the Lakers did, I think they offered him a two-year, right? Or was it a one-year?
I don't know, but this is actually the second time Anthony Davis and Boogie have been on the same team, which is crazy to think.
It was a one-year $3.5 million, which I think when they were in New Orleans, they were pretty solid together. So
They didn't make it to the playoffs, though. That is one thing.
No, they did.
They did?
I'm pretty sure they did. I'm pretty sure that year they did, and they beat Portland.
Interesting. All right. I do not remember that for some reason.
I'm pretty sure they did.
I'll take your word for it.
Well, because think about it. 2 years ago, they beat Portland in the playoffs, and then with Jrue Holiday and Rajon Rondo running it. And then,
That's coming back to me. That's coming back to me now. Yeah.
And then he went to. Then last year, this year in like January, he finally got to play with Golden State. But yeah, so they added a bunch of role players. Jared Dudley, man, that was like that first addition, other than Anthony Davis. But Danny Green, I just remember seeing all the Woj tweets, and I'm like, man, look at who they're adding. Absolutely nobody. But the Lakers lose Lonzo and Tyson Chandler and Josh Hart and Brandon Ingram and Lance Stephenson and
a bunch of people. Kawhi. The one crazy thing that I just realized is we didn't even talk about the Pelicans yet in terms of the West.
I was going to.
You didn't.
I know. Well, okay. So before they lost Julius Randle, I thought if they kept Julius Randle, it would have been nice. But I mean, I think hypothetically, they're still a decent team because it's Lonzo Ball, Jrue Holiday will probably be the starters, I'd imagine.
Yeah, and then Zion, of course.
Zion and Brandon Ingram, and then I don't know who plays center, but somebody. And they also added J.J. Redick,
Jackson Derek Hayes.
Favors, and yeah, I mean they added some guys and
they drafted Jackson Hayes.
Yeah. And
he's a center.
I'm just saying, can they creep into the 8 seed? I think it depends on Zion's shape, how good they are, because they're going to be pretty good, I think, in the future. I'm still going to blame Luke Walton over all their failures, because I think he did a lot that didn't help the Lakers. But the Pelicans are just really intriguing.
I say they don't make it to the playoffs just because the West is so stacked. But they'll be a good team. They'll be a competitive team.
They're going to be fun to watch, I think. I think we all know that they'll be fun to watch.
Mm-hmm.
But it'll be interesting to see Lonzo and all those guys that play with the Lakers play again by themselves. And I'm just wondering how much they'll change and how much they'll evolve. Maybe the Pelicans shock everybody. Who knows? But I'm probably in a few years, it'll be interesting to see how this team is.
Yeah, definitely.
So, all right. Well, back to the LA. So, it would have been crazy had Kawhi gone to the Lakers, because just imagine that salary cap.
That would have made the league bad again if Kawhi goes to the Lakers.
If he went to the Lakers, it would have ended the season.
You could have had a bunch of veteran minimum guys, and they still win. They still win it all. I think they're for sure probably.
Oh yeah, like it would have been like kind of like the Kevin Durant thing where it's the exact same thing. It's different because Kawhi won the championship and left.
Same thing in essence. It ends the season.
Yeah, in that respect, yeah. But Mm-hmm. So I'm glad it didn't happen.
I am glad too, even though I'm, part of the Lakers bandwagon, but I do want to see competition. But yeah, man, had them three been on the same team, bro. Like, you could put us on that team and we'd probably still find a way to win.
Assuming they don't play too often.
Because you already have, that's three of the top five players in the NBA on the same team. You could, and LeBron's older. I don't think Kawhi will play 82 anytime soon. But you could do that load management. If you want to have Anthony Davis go out there by himself for a night, you could. Hypothetically, you could put him out there against, the Phoenix Suns, and you'll probably still win.
Yeah.
He couldn't beat the Phoenix Suns this past season.
This year, they can. The Lakers are probably – well, we'll find out, because I don't know the odds. I couldn't find them. I couldn't find top down, but you have them, right, Hayden?
Yeah, to win the championship.
Yeah. All right. Well, let's move on to the other LA team. at around 2 a.m. I forgot which day. I just remember looking at my phone. I was just reading some tweets.
Got the watch notifications.
And I I didn't even look at the notification. I just refreshed, and all I see is Adrian Wojnarowski tweet, Kawhi Leonard is going to the Los Angeles Clippers. And I'm like, holy shit, it's 2 a.m., Woj. And you dropped this now. And then we see the tweet that Paul George has been traded by the Oklahoma City Thunder, or from the Oklahoma City Thunder, to the Los Angeles Clippers. And man, that team's going to be serious, bro. Like, L.A. is going to be, and I think that the Clippers for sure have a better team, right? The Clippers had, I think, like for KD, if you got any duo or just Kawhi, they were still going to be a really competitive team, because yeah, they were built like that. But see, now that you add, go ahead.
I don't think the Clippers are definitively better than the Lakers. I think they're kind of on the same, on the same playing ground right now. So I mean, if they played a series, I honestly don't know who would win.
I was gonna say I don't know. Maybe I probably am gonna say something that contradicts something I just said, but I still take the Lakers because I think that I'm taking LeBron and AD. Those two guys, if they're healthy, if they're playing well, it's the best player in the world. And then
it's tough to go against
a top five player in the world. And Paul George is pretty good. I mean, Paul George is like a top 10 player in the world.
He was an MVP candidate.
He was.
So,
but I think we all, if you know what's crazy, man, the NBA awards being so late is so dumb because I forgot that Paul George was really, really good this year.
Yeah, and then by the time Giannis got the MVP trophy, no one gave a shit.
We saw Kawhi. Yeah, Kawhi had already.
Because we saw Kawhi pretty much emerge as the most impressive player this past season. And it just kind of like diminished what Giannis did. They should just go back to what they did in the past. Just have a press conference at the beginning of the playoffs announcing the
MVP. Yeah, but they, you know, the money's there for
an award show. Yeah, they want the spectacle and everything.
Either that or I saw somebody on a podcast I was listening to. They were saying, just take a week off after the end of the regular season. Let the guys get their rest and stuff. Do the NBA awards there, then start the playoffs.
Yeah,
just and that'd be like, cool. Yeah, you get the guys, exactly. You give the guys a little bit of rest. And yeah, you do the award show then, so it's all fresh in our minds. Because I saw a tweet that was like nobody was going to remember Giannis having a big game against the Charlotte Hornets in the middle of January. Mm-hmm. In now, so
yeah, like if they just. Because the NBA season ends on a Wednesday, so they can have the award show the next weekend on the Saturday, and then just start the playoffs the following Wednesday. It's a week off. That's how you got to do it. We should run this. We should run the NBA.
I don't want to run a sports organization or a league because that seems mad stressful. But yeah, so the Clippers lose probably their biggest names. They didn't really lose anybody with. Big, they lost Danilo Gallinari and Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, which are, you know, pretty solid players. But
lost Gilgeous-Alexander. Where'd he go?
Yeah, OKC. He went to the trade to OKC. Him and Gallinari. Ooh,
that was a pretty big loss.
And they lost a bunch of picks. But they add Paul George, Mo Harkless, Kawhi Leonard are the biggest names, and they still have Patrick. They re-signed Patrick Beverley. I think Harrell is going to be a free agent after this year.
Of course, they got Lou Williams.
Yeah, you got Lou Will.
Sixth man of the year every year.
Zubac got re-signed, and you know they still have a really solid team. And by adding Kawhi Leonard and Paul George, I think it's between them and Philly of the best defensive teams. But I saw a funny tweet that was like, it's going to suck when you finally get switched off Kawhi Leonard, only to get switched on to Paul George. Then when you get switched off again, it's Patrick Beverley, yeah, and man,
yeah, that's gonna be.
I'm excited, dude. That's gonna be a Christmas Day game. Clippers Lakers game.
No doubt.
Prime time, and that's gonna be such a good game in my opinion.
Mike Breen calling it.
Yeah, man, that's gonna be such a. I'm excited for that game because, like, the fact that they're in the same building every night.
Can you,
for 82 games, you have meaningful basketball.
Can you imagine a Western Conference Finals
In the same building.
In the same building.
That'd be
unlike anything we've seen before, honestly.
And look, what's crazy is that if you wanted to, if the NBA switched to 1 through 16, you hypothetically could have the NBA Finals in the same building.
Which would be insane.
But Los Angeles, man, they and football and basketball, they got some teams. Actually,
and baseball.
And soccer, because they got LAFC.
It's the Latam.
LA is now the
team.
Well, yeah. I thought he was going to continue with the LA teams, but.
Well, the Galaxy aren't, you know.
They're not what?
LAFC is by far the most dominant team in the MLS. So I wasn't going to mention.
God knows Atlanta United isn't.
Yep. God knows they're not. Let me actually find how far in the standings.
All right, before we go down that rabbit hole.
Well, Johan, the surprising thing, they're not that far down in the standings. Everybody keeps losing, and they're one of them.
I think we should talk about the NBA Finals odds.
The Galaxy are 12 points off of the Los Angeles, off of LAFC in the MLS, but that's different. So give us the
odds. NBA Finals odds. Okay, do you want to guess?
I'm going to go. What do you have? Do you have all 30?
Guess the top five. I have all 30.
Okay, the Hornets
are the worst.
I bet you I can get this in order.
Don't the Hornets? No, never mind. Philly has the worst record of all time, or worst percentage. But
all right, so go 5.
Okay,
so
I'm gonna say.
Don't tell him he's right or wrong, because I want to go after him.
I want to take Lakers
at 5.
No. Oh, top 5. Okay, 5-1. I'll go Milwaukee at 5. Oh, wait, you said Golden State 6, so.
Yeah, I gave you that one. This one would be a little surprising.
Let me redo it. Okay. Philly 5, Milwaukee 4. Damn, even then I lost. Shit, it's Lakers, Clippers 1 and 2 for sure. So. Okay, Lakers, Clippers 1 and 2. I'll move them. I'll just take them out of the way.
Okay,
1, I'm going to take Lakers. Okay, so 1 through 5, Lakers, Clippers, Bucks.
I don't think you guessed these teams.
Bucks, Rockets, and Sixers.
All right, Nick wanted to guess, so.
Damn, that's really close to what I would have guessed. I know Lakers Clippers is 1-2.
Huh. You said Lakers Clippers.
I want to say it's the Bucks, but I don't think it is. Is this updated for the Westbrook trade?
It should be.
It should be. Yeah.
This was updated the 15th. So,
damn. I'm gonna go with Johan, because that was my original guess.
All right, so you're going. Okay, so you guys got all the teams correct, but you didn't get the order right.
It is wrong.
Wait,
except the only team you got. Okay, I'll just go through the list. All right, so the Clippers were number one.
Ah.
The Milwaukee Bucks were number 2.
Ew. That's interesting.
Los Angeles Lakers 3. Houston Rockets 4, which I'm surprised you guessed. And the Sixers were 5th.
Well, here's the thing, right? I forgot about Denver because I'm like, they're probably somewhere in there.
No, they're 7th.
And then I'm like, wait. I totally forgot that the Houston Rockets are there. And, yeah, it's...
The Rockets have decent odds. It's 9-1. Like, that's pretty decent.
Okay, can you go off the actual odds? Tell me the actual odds for each team.
For each team? All right. The Clippers are 7-2. The Milwaukee Bucks are 11-2. Lakers are 6-1. Rockets are 9-1. And the Sixers are 10-1.
I still think Milwaukee can't beat I mean, I get it. You don't – man, I'm still –
You probably – do you want to know why that is?
Well, probably because the Lakers Eastern and Clippers, conference. Yeah, because somebody has to win, but...
I guarantee you if they played against each other in the finals, they would probably have the Lakers favorite.
Yeah, but winning. I still take the Western teams. Those three Western teams. That's, and this is going to be a hot take. I still take those three Western teams against the Bucks any day.
Even the Rockets? Because you were talking some mad shit.
I was, but like, I still think, like, I still think they could probably beat the Bucks.
So do we want to give an early NBA Finals prediction between the two teams? Oh,
it's going to be AIDS, man, because I don't want to predict between the freaking Clippers and the Lakers.
I feel like we have to if we're doing this whole thing. It's not like we have to stand by it since it's so early.
All right, my Finals prediction as of July the 17th, 12:18 a.m.
Now the 17th, it was the 16th.
No. Yeah, it is. As of my Finals predictions as of Wednesday, July 17th at 12:19 a.m. 12:19 in Hamilton Mill, Georgia. I am going to take the Los Angeles Lakers, gentlemen, sweeping the Milwaukee Bucks in the NBA Finals.
Ooh.
So 4-1. So I think that the Lakers beat the Bucks 4-1 in the finals.
Who do you think has home court? Probably.
I think the Bucks do. I think that the Bucks will have the best record in the NBA. Because the West will beat each other up. I think the Clippers, the Lakers, they'll all have really good records, but they're not gonna. I think that the Bucks playing the Eastern Conference, I think they're gonna be fine.
I agree with you on the finals, the two teams, the Bucks and Lakers. So we're in agreement on that. I say it's probably going to be Lakers in six. So 4-2 okay. is what I would say. And I actually think the Lakers have home court advantage in that. Nicholas?
I mean, in my scenario, the game, the series would end in – the series would end in Milwaukee in my scenario. So, oh, no, it didn't. Yeah, it ended
in Milwaukee.
My bad. Yeah.
Game five.
Well, Johan, what was your guess?
Lakers-Bucks in five.
Lakers-Bucks. I'm going to go Clippers-Bucks.
Okay.
Bucks in six.
Oh. Interesting.
Yep.
You think Giannis gets past Kawhi? Okay.
No, Kawhi's going to tear his Achilles half of the season.
Oh, please don't do that. I'll be hurt. Yo, next year's episode is gonna be crazy because KD's gonna be back, and so will Clay. We'll be healthy, and the NBA is just gonna be. I don't want to jinx it, man. I just really am happy with how the NBA is looking these days.
It's finally gonna be fun to watch again. Finally, we can thank all the players for switching teams. And the Golden State Warriors are being disbanded.
Yeah, but Golden State's still a threat, man. Yeah, but...
But I don't hate Golden State.
Wow, it's been
anymore.
A 90-minute episode. Yo, okay, since we're on a long-ass episode, and I don't know who's going to make it 90 minutes through this conversation, kudos to whoever does it.
And cut now.
I'm not going to cut it yet.
Hurry up, because I want to watch the next Game of Thrones.
Oh, so we're not going to play FIFA after this, is what I'm hearing?
That is not going to happen.
Yikes. All right. So, Yeah, you hate to see it. So, the NFL is returning soon, guys. Will the fifth quarter podcast also be returning?
I assume.
Yeah. So, probably our next episode will be the NFL
okay,
preview.
But I have a question, and I want them to hear. Do we release our 2-hour preview that we did last year? Do we do another one this year and actually release it? I'm game to do it and see who wants to suffer through that 2-hour episode. I'm down to do another episode like we did last year, except this year. But I don't know who wants to listen to it.
Well, okay, so last year, we did division by division, right? And that took like forever. And then we did our playoff predictions, which also took forever. I don't know. Are we gonna keep that same format?
No.
I'd be down to do it.
I guess I'd be
fine. Well, the thing is, okay, this was the thing, Johan. When me and you did the divisions, Nick wasn't a part of that. And that
poor Nick had to sit there the whole time.
Oh, yeah, he was in the call. That's right.
What else was I going to say? I mean, we're still going to do that episode that we did, which was bowl predictions and everything. So, but yeah, guys, thank you for listening to 92 minutes of the fifth quarter podcast. I guess this
you're
is
probably
what you guys...
not hearing this message, but
yeah,
that
no,
one
no, they're
person
gonna
from Australia or whatever. We appreciate
I'm keeping
you if
this
you're
in.
Listening to this.
We
have an
yeah.
Australian person listen to us, right?
Hold on, yeah, I can look at the analytics. I can see who's listening from where. So yeah, shout outs to our listeners from the U.S. 92% of y'all, are you know, thank you for listening. To our 2% in Sweden.
Sweden.
Which I have a hunch as to who it is. I think I know who it is that's listening from Sweden.
Give him a shout out.
Well, I'm not gonna confirm or deny. I'm not gonna just yell this person's name out mid podcast or ending of the podcast. But I think I know who it is. 2% in Canada. Much love to the to our Canadian listener. I said listener for listeners. 1% in the UK. Shout out to that person. You know, much love to our British listeners. Pip, pip, cheerio.
They're probably confused by the title of our podcast.
Bless up.
Do they know what quarters are? Probably not.
No.
Do they play any sports that have quarters?
I don't know.
You should know this joke.
All right, well, to our UK listeners, thank you for listening to us. To that less than 1% in Australia, shouts out to you. To that less than 1% in
Russia,
shouts out to you.
Wow.
And to that less than 1% in Brazil.
Listening to our podcast.
You.
Wait, what was that last one?
Thank you to all who listened to us. I said Brazil.
Oh, Brazil. Wow.
But probably when I looked at the analytics and I saw, like, Brazil and Russia, I'm like, in Australia, I'm like, what are these people doing? What do they think that's
Dude,
going
our
on?
Our podcast is international. It's pretty crazy.
Pretty crazy. All right, well, I think it's time we end this because it's 94 minutes, at least of our recording, which means we've gone way too long. Well, Nick, Hayden, it's not been a pleasure as always.
Yep.
And so, yeah, thank you for listening to the Fifth Quarter Podcast.
And we will see you in August.
Yeah. Oh, wait, I guess leave us a nice review on Apple or Spotify or wherever you listen to us. And share with your family members. Don't share if you don't want to. I totally understand if you don't.
No,
but yeah, thank
you
for listening. And, yeah, thank you for listening, and we'll talk to y'all soon.